Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
I heard these songs this morning, and I've listened to Marvin Gaye for a long time. I don't hear any similarity in the bass notes. How this jury came up with this decision that, oh, yeah, they really sound similar. No, they really don't. What were you people listening to?
Now, if you listen to the beginning of the Marvin Gaye song and the Blurred Lines, you can hear some similarity, whether it's enough to get $7.4 million out of it, kind of remains to be seen. At any rate, that's where we get started. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. And the verdict happens to be number 10 this week on our countdown list. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into another review of the world of talk radio, news talk radio. It's the week of Friday the 13th. I think I said that about a month ago because it was February the 13th and a Friday. So how much different are the stories this week than they were then? You have to listen to this hour and find out as we review the top 10 talk topics of the week. Talkers Magazine, I love saying that every week. Top 10 talk hits. Say it 100 times fast, you get into trouble. So Talkers Magazine has done their monitoring work. We have two talk radio programs and hosts and stations around the country counting them down from number 10 to number 1. And as Case used to say, that was number 10.
Number 9.
Number 9, the situation with that frat song at Oklahoma University, the racist frat song. Here's host Bob Sullivan talking to OU student Chelsea Davis, who's co-director of the student organization that originally posted the video of that fraternity chant.
OU Unheard posted the video that cracked open the story. They received it from someone who wants to remain anonymous, and it is said it wasn't the person who recorded it. Unheard, by the way, an alliance of black students organized for change, and it's certainly, God bless them, because they obviously need to come together at that school. So you want your voices to be heard regarding what OU should do to improve student relations on campus. What does that look like to you?
Well, in regards to the letter, OU Unheard is demanding more than just student relations. We want to see change within campus administration, campus atmosphere, campus culture. We want the university to be a more inclusive and a more diverse campus for all minority students, not just black students, but we want everybody to feel welcome here on the same page and on the same level.
Do you feel that that's not the case across the board right now?
No, most definitely not. A lot of student organizations are not culturally appealing, not only to the black community, but to the minority community as in its entirety. The university right now is just lacking a major sense of diversity right now. We're encouraging the university to step up and to implement these changes so that all students can feel welcome and included at the university.
Can you give me an example of, let's say, one of the school activities or one of the clubs that is not attractive? I forget the words you just used, but it's not...
Right, culturally appealing.
Culturally appealing, right.
One is what we refer to. So our CAC, our Campus Activities Council, they are in charge. They are responsible for appealing to the student body, providing for the student body. So more specifically with homecoming, not all times are black students always included in the planning process and or planning events and things of that nature. So when it comes to events such as like the pep rally and things like that, sometimes black students feel like they're used and then kind of thrown to the side after they've been used up, like to step or to dance. So a lot of times black students are just not included in these events. It's sad.
Is that an oversight or do you think it's purposeful?
No, it's an oversight.
Either way, it's no excuse. I mean, even if it's an oversight, it's just as bad if it's purposeful in my mind.
It's definitely nothing that's intentional. It's just people just don't know. People don't understand. And that goes back to our community as well, because if we don't voice how we feel, then nobody will ever know. And that's Unheard has stood here for this platform to voice these grievances so that the university may know, hey, this is how you are plaguing the community. What can we do together to change this?
Number 8.
Didn't that remind you of when you were in school? I remember knowing somebody just like that when I was in school. Number 8 this week on the countdown is what's going on in Europe. There is and has been a lot of anti-Semitic activity from Erin Burnett, reporter on the scene. She has a conversation with journalist Dovid Ithune about increasing instances of this anti-Semitism, which may cause people who are Jewish to leave.
What's your sense when you hear the head of Europol trying to say they're doing everything they can, but essentially admitting they can't guarantee the safety of Jews who are trying to go about their daily life, including the religious aspects of that life, going to synagogue?
Right. You know, Erin, that is what he highlights there is exactly the problem. It's impossible to guard every single target. You'd have to have bodyguards following around every conspicuous-looking Jew who's walking in the streets of Europe. You cannot protect the Jewish community fully in that way. What is needed and what is more necessary is to go after the root causes. And a lot of that stems from the indoctrination. You know, the anti-Semitism that we're seeing today is not the good old money-grabbing Jew kind of stereotypes. Yeah. It all plugs into anti-Zionism and anti-Israelism. And the people who have done these attacks, the Koulibalis, the El Husseins, the Muhammad Meiras, all speak about the situation with Israel and the Palestinians as motivating their violence.
So a reporter from Israel came to France, wore his yarmulke, as I know you said you do, wore his yarmulke and went through Paris. At one point you see someone yell Jew, at one point he gets spat at, another person says to him, Viva Palestine. He said in an interview, again, someone coming up and saying Jew, but he felt afraid for his safety at some point. Does this shock you that this is happening in Europe in 2015?
It's shocking. It's terribly sad. It's terribly sad. But I think as, first of all, members of the media, but also responsible members of society, we have to start thinking about how we can address it, and not just in a protective way. You see there in the clip what they were saying also related to the same particular issue.
It's this demonization
of the Jewish state, which translates into anti-Semitic acts. Mm-hmm. And it's something that really needs to stop, and it needs to be addressed.
All right, so we've gotten ourselves from number 10 to number 9 to number 8 on the countdown. We're reviewing from now until the top of the next hour all of the most talked about items on News Talk Radio for the week. We'll get to number 7 in a matter of moments. Stand by for that.
The results are in. For the treatment of nasal allergy symptoms, nothing is more effective than Nasacort. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour is prescription-strength medicine that's scent and alcohol-free with no harsh taste. It's non-addictive and provides 24-hour relief of the worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, with no prescription needed. And in a recent clinical study with Nasacort going nose-to-nose with Flonase, more people prefer Nasacort. For more information, visit Nasacort.com. Nasacort. Use as directed.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free Everstrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Again, that's FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeWaterproofMatch.com today.
Spring flooring season is here at Lumber Liquidators. Get hardwood flooring looks on sale. This week, get 40% off hot gray styles with Delaware Bay Driftwood Laminate. Don't pay $2.49 at other stores. We've got it for a dollar less. Or get the look of distressed hardwood with Mill River Walnut. It's also 40% off. Plus, deals on 400 styles of hardwood, bamboo, and more from 49 cents. And 18-month special financing. The look and style of hardwood is on sale now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
There have been many news stories about one mayor's drive to ban large soft drinks, and nearly everyone thought the effort was a classic case of government overreach. I've never bought a big gulp soda, but I cherish my right to do so. We all understand the dangers of too much sugar in our diets, but most people know government has more important things to worry about than the size of our sodas. If we look through the lens of liberty, we might realize this is really not much different than the government determining how our hamburgers must be cooked or what kind of light bulbs we must buy. In America, we believe in taking responsibility for our own actions and providing for our own happiness. Sometimes we need to remind politicians to take care of important government business and let us take care of our own business.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Number 7.
Number 7 this week on the countdown, focus on the Middle East and ISIS. What in the world is going on? There are three or four different angles here. Let's take one that actually I took this week on my Good Day program, talking to analyst Ivan Eland about Boko Haram looking to connect themselves with ISIS.
I think there have been affiliates pledge in Libya, Afghanistan, Algeria, Egypt, etc. And I think, it's sort of like, the hot Hollywood star. Everybody wants to hit their wagon to them. And I think that the reason that they're hot in the jihad world is because they actually hold territory. And they're what a lot of jihad groups would like to do in their own region is to set up an Islamic state that where they have Sharia law, which is the conservative Islamic law. So I think because they've had these battlefield successes and they've set up this caliphate in parts of Syria and Iraq, other groups want to use their name to get funding, attract fighters from other countries, et cetera. And this is much like happened after 9/11 with Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda was the hot commodity among Islamist groups, and so the same thing happened. We had a lot of Al-Qaeda affiliates, Al-Qaeda in Iraq, Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, et cetera.
What sick stuff this is. So ISIS is a threat.
Yes, it's sort of like dark marketing, but of course ISIS is an expert at videos and marketing and that sort of thing. And it really proves that the old adage that there is no bad publicity when you're chopping people's heads off, burning people in cages, and you're getting reinforced by all the media attention. Of course, you're going to do even more heinous things, and you're going to attract followers in other countries which want to sponge off your publicity. So it's sort of a dark downward spiral.
Dark it is. The two states, the two groups have now pledged allegiance to each other. The media arm that this fellow was talking about is very good at terrorizing people with pictures and with a promotion. Now they've expanded to West Africa. Speaking of pictures and horror, some of you may have seen pictures of what looks like an Iraqi government soldier throwing prisoners out of the window. I'm looking at this picture here now at a prison in Iraq. America's top military official, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, has warned Iraqi leaders about the conduct of the Iraqi military and some of the militias that are fighting with them. The government says it's launched an investigation into alleged atrocities committed by the Iraqi troops. Some captured in images that were found online this week, the picture that I'm talking about, clearly there is something going on here. The behavior is, it sounds almost foolish to describe it in any other way other than murder. It's what it looks like to me when you look at this picture. A bound and blindfolded detainee in the prison is dropped and looks like being hung, actually, from the base tower. This picture is on Instagram, and you can see it there pretty easily. Understand what it is that people are upset about over there and over here. More controversy about the Iraqi soldiers. So there we are over there training them, and they're doing this sort of thing. We become conspirators, in a manner of speaking, because of our just being there. Talk Radio Countdown, moving along. Stay tuned for number 6 up next here.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
Number six this week is a continuation of the folly surrounding the Secret Service. Most of you have heard now about the White House crash after a party, as senior Secret Service people drunk, driving one of the cars around and wrecking it in front of the White House. Here's host Jane Foy with her colleague Jay James talking to Howard Arenstein, a CBS reporter, about this scandal.
When you hear this story, and it's just one more.
It's just
this,
unbelievable.
First of all, you go, this is unbelievable, and then you get angry. What is going on? What is the makeup of the Secret Service these days?
Well, you know, Jen, I think in some respects some of this stuff has always gone on, but we haven't heard much about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's kind of been under the radar. But in this atmosphere where we've had so many of these incidents, a fence jumper gets into the White House. Some agents have prostitutes back to their hotel room. Somebody flies a drone over the White House fence at 2 o'clock in the morning. There's obviously a heightened atmosphere. These were two senior Secret Service agents. Their names have now been identified. CBS News has learned that their names are Mark Connelly and George Ogilvie. Connelly, listen to this, it's unbelievable. He's deputy in charge of the president's protection. Connelly is in charge of the 18-acre White House complex and supervises the uniform cops, the ones who check your passes when you go into the White House. Ogilvie is a senior supervisor in the field office, in the Washington field office. These are two guys that have been there for a long time, have been protecting the president for a long time, and you see them in pictures when the president's out, say, abroad, standing next to him. But they like to blow off steam. Secret Service is famous for that. They were out at a retirement party. One of the spokesmen for the agency, Ed Donovan, had retired. They apparently drank too much, came back to get their cars, which were parked at the White House, and crashed into a little barrier outside the White House. They were looking at a suspicious object, and I guess they thought they were going to see what was going on.
There you have it. The Secret Service, if they're off duty, they're off duty. What are they doing going to a retirement party, which is an off-duty thing, in a company car? Who lets
Going home in a company car from a retirement party. These guys should have been smart enough to order a cab. I mean, it's just outrageous. And it's going to be fully investigated. there's a new director of the Secret Service, and this is one of the first things he's going to have to deal with. He's asked the Inspector General of the Department of Homeland Security to look into it, and yet another investigation will be conducted about Secret Service agents.
Howard, I'm curious. You referenced just a few moments ago, you said this stuff may have been going on. Are we in an age with social media and the access that we have in the media that amplifies this, or is there anything about this particular, these cumulative infractions that's actually worse than other administrations?
It's, you know, I certainly can't say that. I've been working here for 30 years in Washington, and this is the first time I've heard so many of these incidents time after time. And, you know, in terms of why are we hearing about it and why in the past maybe we didn't so much hear about it, maybe it has to do with social media. Maybe it has to do with the kind of communications environment that we live in with 24-hour cable news and the Internet, everybody trying to beat each other out for scoops. But I think at any point, two drunk senior service agents crashing into a barrier outside the White House probably would have made the news.
Man. What an embarrassment, a joke, whether it is this administration, maybe it doesn't make any difference. Somebody new in town doesn't make any difference, right? Because it's a cultural thing. That's number six this week, number five through number one in the next half hour of the countdown.
In a complicated society, stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalMatch.com. That's FreeSurvivalMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalMatch.com today.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The overview of what's going on the charts, if you will, for the week of March 9th through the 13th. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with the top stories, starting at number 10, the verdict in the Blurred Lines song case. Number 9, the racist fraternity song case at Oklahoma University. Number 8, anti-Semitism. Number 7, the violence continuing in the Middle East with ISIS at the helm. The Secret Service in the focus at number 6. So that gets us to number 5.
Number 5.
And the number 5 item this week focuses on the continuing items of concern. Ferguson, Missouri, where two police officers were shot. Federal government wants to sort of take over. It seems like it almost is taking over the town. Here's host Jack Harris with Corey Dillon talking to St. Louis reporter Vicki Pimentel about the shooting that occurred following the announcement that the Ferguson chief of police has resigned.
We were perplexed as to why they were demonstrating and ultimately practically rioting, or at least fighting, and then shooting two police officers. It seems like they would have been happy that the police chief resigned. What stimulated that?
Well, you know, there have been demonstrators up in Ferguson really ongoing. Some obviously smaller demonstrations than others, and this was actually starting to break up. And long around midnight, as one of our TV stations was reporting, as people are kind of breaking things down, a fight broke out between two demonstrators. Who knows the reason? I mean, people are engaged in the upset that the Justice Department didn't bring charges against Darren Wilson, the officer who killed Michael Brown. People, you know, you would think, yes, it would be quelled a little bit by the resignation, but then they feel like it happened. It's almost too little too late, and it's about time and that type of thing. So I'm not sure that every move allays the upset and the fears and the anger. It's a very slow process, and it's going to continue to be. But from that outburst, that confrontation, whatever happened within the protest group, then shots were fired. And of course, they don't have any suspects at this point. They're hoping someone will come forward with information. Everybody knows, somebody knows something.
Were there any protesters that were arrested?
There were a couple of arrests of protesters before the violence, before the shooting, I should say. And then afterwards, yeah, there were people who were detained to be questioned. I'm not sure that there were any arrests. I just actually came back from being past the hospital where the two officers were taken, and they're in serious condition, but they are conscious and talking to family.
Number four item this week on the Talk Radio Review is the immigration issue, continuing focus on the illegals coming into our country. Here's host Matt Murphy with Bob Dane, who is from the Federation for American Immigration Reform, also known as FAIR. They discuss the president seemingly moving with the immigration plans that he has, even though a 30-day temporary injunction on that executive order.
Despite the Obama administration being ordered by a federal court injunction to put his executive amnesty program on hold, the Obama administration is now admitting that it's already begun implementing part of that executive amnesty program. Unfortunately, the GOP leadership in the House and the Senate, they've caved, and they will not do anything to block the funding for the Department of Homeland Security appropriations bill with regard to illegal amnesty. They were never going to block funding of the Department of Homeland Security otherwise.
It's nice to see we do not have a divisive government these days.
No, the GOP leadership is apparently just in lockstep with the Obama administration, unfortunately. I know that you're frustrated. I'm frustrated. Most of America is frustrated that the GOP did not draw this line in the sand and stick to it, correct?
There is good reason to be frustrated. Look, this is everything FAIR, the Federation for American Immigration Reform, has been worried about for 36 years. A rogue executive hijacking immigration controls by rolling over the separation of powers and an apathetic Congress that refuses to challenge him. We saw this coming years ago. Look, the Republicans didn't play to win. Now you've got a major national policy, immigration, under the control of one man, the president. You've had over the last several weeks, as this has played out in Congress and at the White House, all around, apathy, ignorance, power, greed, in both parties and in the White House. Now you've got a crisis that's just, the proportion is monumental. Any limiting control inherent in immigration has virtually disappeared. Enforcement is non-existent. Matt, I think we need to seriously question just how representative our government really is anymore. I mean, the president has been fortified once again to do what he wants, when he wants, and how he wants, in complete defiance of public opinion. Poll after poll disagrees with this amnesty approach. And Congress will not act. Do we still have a constitutionally controlled republic and a legislative body that represents us anymore?
Number three item, something that we are familiar with, and with that I bring you around to politics and those people who would be king or president in the election of 2016. Here's host Steve Scott talking to Kathy Glick from Politico.com. They discuss whether Mrs. Clinton's email problem is leaving a possible opening for Joe Biden.
Now, this email mess has made some people think about other possible Democrat candidates for president. Among them, Vice President Joe Biden. Katie, Joe Biden's been in the news following his comments about that Senate letter to Iran. What did he say in response to that Republican letter?
He, of course, got himself back into the spotlight earlier this week when he came out with a letter that essentially said, you know, it was beneath the dignity of the Senate to sort of so publicly challenge the president's foreign policy and to do so in a way that sort of goes directly to, you know, someone or a country that for a long time has been viewed as an American adversary. And, you know, he of course, was speaking, drawing on his own experience as, of course, a former senator.
Is Joe Biden positioning himself as a candidate for president?
Well, it's a great question. Certainly there are people who would like to see him do that. You know, for a long time, he has left the door open to another presidential run, which, of course, you know, something he's done in the past. And, you know, close political observers have sort of doubted whether he would take the plunge if, in fact, Hillary Clinton does decide to go ahead and run for president simply because of sort of the sense that she'd sort of be the all-but-certain Democratic nominee. But at the same time, there are other people that do want to see contested primary, some people who are champions of the vice president, and you mentioned the email controversy earlier, and so that has stoked some renewed murmuring from some people, especially on the left, about whether we should see a contested Democratic primary.
Tell us about candidate Biden. What pluses and minuses do Joe Biden bring to the table?
He and his boosters would know that he's someone who's been in the public arena for a very long time, has lots of foreign policy experience, obviously has firsthand White House experience, given his current role. And you know, he's someone that's good on the campaign trail. He does have a way of sort of connecting in a personal way. He's good at the retail politics. So a lot of people, you know, enjoyed watching him on the campaign trail last time, felt that he really connected, especially in sort of more blue-collar areas, and you know, see those as strengths. At the same time, you know, most of the oxygen on the Democratic side has really been sort of sucked up by the Clinton camp, amid the strong belief that she is going to run for president and is sort of positioned to be the dominant front runner, that it might be difficult to sort of wage a credible challenge. But at the same time, there are a lot of people who do want to see that contested.
All right, so we'll get to number two in a matter of moments, and then, of course, the number one, the big deal this week. And if you've been listening carefully through this hour, you know there's a big hole. There's something that a lot of people have been talking about that hasn't come up yet, and so you probably figured it out. But I'll leave it to the mystery of the microphone as we continue. The countdown is at 17 before the hour.
The results are in. For the treatment of nasal allergy symptoms, nothing is more effective than Nasacort. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour is prescription-strength medicine that's scent and alcohol-free with no harsh taste. It's non-addictive and provides 24-hour relief of the worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, with no prescription needed. And in a recent clinical study with Nasacort going nose-to-nose with Flonase, more people prefer Nasacort. For more information, visit Nasacort.com. Nasacort. Use as directed.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Again, that's FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeWaterproofMatch.com today.
Spring flooring season is here at Lumber Liquidators. Get hardwood flooring looks on sale. This week, get 40% off hot gray styles with Delaware Bay Driftwood Laminate. Don't pay $249 at other stores. We've got it for a dollar less. Or get the look of distressed hardwood with Mill River Walnut. It's also 40% off. Plus, deals on 400 styles of hardwood, bamboo, and more from 49 cents. And 18-month special financing. The look and style of hardwood is on sale now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
There have been many news stories about one mayor's drive to ban large soft drinks, and nearly everyone thought the effort was a classic case of government overreach. I've never bought a big gulp soda, but I cherish my right to do so. We all understand the dangers of too much sugar in our diets, but most people know government has more important things to worry about than the size of our sodas. If we look through the lens of liberty, we might realize this is really not much different than the government determining how our hamburgers must be cooked or what kind of light bulbs we must buy. In America, we believe in taking responsibility for our own actions and providing for our own happiness. Sometimes we need to remind politicians to take care of important government business and let us take care of our own business.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Number two item this week on the Talk Radio Review focuses on Mrs. Clinton and the email probe. Here is host Bruce St. James along with Pamela Hughes talking about the comments Mrs. Clinton made this week and why she used the private email account when she was Secretary of State.
I thought that Hillary, I'm going to use the term, insulted the intelligence of everyone out there with some of her excuses. They were obviously, it took them a week, Pamela, if you think about it, to come up with these pat, rehearsed answers to the questions she knew she was going to get. There were no surprise questions. Everybody had been already asking these questions about why did you do it? Where are the other emails? What about the server? So they had their pat answers. It stuns me that after a week of preparing them, the answers were this bad.
I opted for convenience to use my personal email account, which was allowed by the State Department.
Yeah. Her version of allowed and everyone else's version of allowed apparently differs.
Okay, but let's talk about that. Because if the State Department did in fact say, hey, this is fine, then what's the big hullabaloo about all of this?
Because what she leaves out of that excuse is the State Department said it's fine as long as your emails are duplicated on a State Department server.
Okay, and this server was in her home.
Hers were only on her server. That there had to be a mirror set up so that your emails were archived. Every one on your personal one was archived inside the State Department. Hers were not. They were only on hers. That is a violation of the spirit and the letter of the regulation.
Okay, now that I perfectly understand. Now, the argument that a lot of people have been making are, you know, like for me, Bruce, for instance, I've got an iPhone, right?
Of course.
I've got my work email on it.
Yeah.
I've got my personal email on it.
I've got that too.
I've got like a third email that I don't even use kind
there
of thing
go.
On it
I
as
have the
well.
AOL on mine.
The AOL?
I've had an AOL account since 1992.
Oh, my goodness. It's on Hotmail. My goodness. But you know what? Back in 2009, when she was Secretary of State, things weren't quite the same. Androids and iPhones were struggling to handle multiple email accounts easily, even back then. So I think it's really important to point out that the viewpoint of which we're looking at technology through today
right.
is very different than the viewpoint of technology back then.
Except that you would have to believe that poor Secretary of State Hillary Clinton just didn't have enough hands. I mean, you've got a bag, Pamela. You've got your purse. I mean, how could she possibly carry two phones?
I mean, that's a super hassle to have two phones. Isn't she surrounded by people who, like, doesn't she have, like, a sandwich team? Like, she's surrounded by a team of people at all times. She couldn't be like, hey, man, could you hold this other phone for me?
Right, exactly. And
President Obama, I remember, see if you remember this, when President Obama was elected, there was a little bit of a stink because they told him, you can't use your iPhone anymore. Do you remember this
at
all?
Oh, yeah, I totally remember
because
that.
The iPhone isn't as secured, yada, yada, yada. There was something like, it was a security issue. And they made him get a BlackBerry. And President Obama said, well, I'm still going to use my iPhone for some things because
my personal stuff.
And I will carry the BlackBerry.
Mm-hmm.
The President of the United States managed to figure out the fact that he needed two phones.
All right, here's the President of the United States speaking of this on Jimmy Kimmel this week, joking about emails.
I don't text. I email. I still have a BlackBerry because I can't. One guy has a BlackBerry. The one old guy there. Look at that. He's my age. Somebody my generation. You know, I can't use phones with recorders in them. So a lot of the newfangled stuff, for security reasons, I don't get.
Do you have Hillary Clinton's new email address?
I can't share it with you. I don't think she'd want you to have it, frankly.
She specifically mentioned that she did not want me to have it.
You know what? You're going on Kimmel. If he asks for the email address, no way.
All right, so there it is. The number two item this week. And imagine we're spending that much time talking about this. But there's something we've spent more time talking about, and you'll hear what that is. The number one issue this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show is coming right up. We'll be right back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
By now, you heard about Bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co, BidBit.co.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
Number one this week in terms of reviewing the hot hits in talk radio. What's going on in Iran, between Iran and the United States, the GOP and their letter and the whole thing all wrapped into a ball of cotton. Earlier this week on my radio program, The Good Day Show, I talked to reporter Libby Casey about the reaction to the 47 Republican senators sending a letter to Iran claiming that any deal made by the president would likely vanish when he vanished from office.
What the Republican senators who signed this letter claim is that any agreement that the president signs or strikes with the leaders of Iran would just be an executive agreement. It wouldn't bear the full weight and strength of the United States government, and it could basically be taken away with the sign of a pen, the snap of a finger, when a new president comes into office in January 2017. But legal scholars and the vice president are pushing back on that, and they're saying that while Congress certainly does have a strong role to play in the oversight of treaties, in approving treaties, this is a little different. And the vice president laid out in his statement this point that, and I'll quote from his statement here, the vast majority of our international commitments take effect without congressional approval. And he uses as examples of that the recent U.S.-Russia framework to remove chemical weapons from Syria, also troop drawdowns in places like Afghanistan. And scholars are basically agreeing with him for the most part and saying, you know, this is different because this isn't like signing a formal treaty with Iran. Instead, what the U.S. is saying it will do is potentially roll back on the sanctions that are in place if Iran follows through on its end of a bargain and, you know, allows some daylight into its nuclear program and basically halts it. And so what the White House says is, this isn't a new treaty. This is just pausing sanctions already in place. Congress signed off on those sanctions. What we're doing is temporarily offering to roll them back in exchange for Iran making good on its promises.
So did he break, does Obama break the law with this or not?
No one I've talked to seems to think so. No, that it's certainly within his right as the commander-in-chief representing the executive branch to have negotiators at the table at this level.
Now let's focus on what our affiliate WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, has done with this. Here's host Rick Jensen talking to attorney Mark Meckler. They discuss whether the GOP senators that sent the letter to Iran are in violation of the Federal Logan Act.
basically, what Tom Cotton has written, along with others, is that, hey, we see you have a nuclear agreement under negotiation right now with President Obama. Well, we want to let you know that if you sign something with the president and the Congress does not go along with it, it's really not something that we consider to be an agreement. Just want you to know that the Senate has to ratify it by a two-thirds vote, and anything less than that is not really an agreement. Pretty much that's what they wrote, right?
Yeah, I think that's pretty accurate.
Okay. So let's go right to the Logan Act. Any citizen of the U.S., wherever he may be, who, without authority of the United States, directly or indirectly commences or carries on any correspondence or intercourse with any foreign government or any officer or agent thereof with intent to influence the measures or conduct of any foreign government or of any officer or agent thereof in relation to any disputes or controversies with the U.S. or to defeat the measures of the U.S. shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 3 years or both. So, the Republicans write this letter to Iran. Sounds like they're interfering.
You know, as a lawyer, I have to point out the most important words in that statute are the words with intent. And one of the things I can tell you as a lawyer, proving what is in somebody else's head, virtually impossible. Really, what it takes is a direct statement from the person or persons of what they intended the correspondence to do.
Well, let me interrupt you and get to the fourth paragraph of the Republican letter.
Yep.
What these two constitutional provisions mean is that we will consider any agreement regarding your nuclear weapons program that is not approved by the Congress as nothing more than an executive agreement between the president and the Ayatollah. Right. And the next president could revoke such an agreement. Sounds to me, if I got this letter, the intent is don't sign anything with the president without us signing along with it.
Well, what I would say is, you're saying, sounds to you like.
Yeah, the intent.
But they are not saying, and this is the intent language, I'm just telling you the standard is one. It is the most difficult standard to meet. What they would need to say to meet the standard is, we are sending you this letter because we intend that you will not sign any agreement with the president. And we are attempting to influence your conduct. Without that, it's very difficult to prove intent. I think what you'll find is no Republicans will say that.
All right, so our poll at DougStephan.com is what we usually have over the weekend, a list of the top 10 talk topics according to talkers. And we ask you to tell us which one is the most important as far as you're concerned, just to see if it agrees with the situation that we've listed, which results in the Iran nuclear controversy being the number one issue of the week. There you have it. Another review, another week gone by. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Stephan. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob Kay, Sound and
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.